Good afternoon and welcome to Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. I'm pleased and happy to speak to this young man who came this week and says, listen, you know what? I'm very interested in being on the program. He goes by the name of Rolando Wilson. He's the owner and general manager at the Transformer Repair Guy Limited. Rolando, good afternoon and thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon to Scrawny Ronnie and RTI. Yes, thank you for having me.
The man just gave me his own name, you know. But that's all right. What's good? Tell us a little bit more about you before we even go into talking about business. Give us a little bit of your background.
All right, Rolando Wilson here. My name is Rolando Wilson, as you know. I'm 22 years old. I'm from the community of Towards National Castle. What else do you want to know? I mean, there is so much you could ask.
Okay, well, let's start from the beginning. What school did you attend? You know, the usual school stuff.
Secondary school, right?
Yes, secondary.
I attended the secondary school from 2010 and graduated in 2015.
When you were at Vidwate, what were you interested in? Did you ever think that this would have been your life path?
To be honest with you, no, that is far-fetched from where I imagine myself being right now.
What did you think that you would have probably been involved with?
To be honest with you, I've always seen myself in Senusha doing something very different, something that no one else or very small amount of people would be doing. Go on.
Nice. But what did you didn't have no specific industry that you wanted to work in? No, like, you know, people when you're in high school, you want to be a doctor, you want to be something, you want to be this, you want to be a that.
Well, you see, at secondary school, you were limited to what the curriculum would provide.
Right.
So I was more drawn to the area of science and all those, that area specifically, but not the area of business per se.
Okay. Oh, interesting. And so what sparked you to go into transformer repair? Because like you said, you wanted to get involved in a niche industry and do things that people are not necessarily doing. What led you to select, you know, the electronic world or electricity or electronic? Yeah, I think I was right. Electronic world as the occupation of choice.
All right. Many people have asked me this many times, and I will give them the story all over again. All right. It first began at when I was at Cicero, right? I looked down at from the hill where I lived, and I noticed that there were so many houses. And a very long time ago, when I lived there as a baby, as far as I can remember, when I looked down that same hill about 20 years ago, I didn't see so many lights down there. I didn't see so many houses. You would only see darkness and this darkness and more hills and more hills. But in recent times, what we noticed that you have development, all right? The government would not develop lands unless there is electricity. So all the dark spots you would see at night now would just be useless land, in a sense, meaning that there will not be anybody, anything critically being done in those areas. And when I looked at it, every household has a transformer inside it, right? And because most of what we have in our homes today, the rate at which we consume electric power, and where we get most of our electronic devices from, they come from North America. We shop on Amazon all the time. We need a way to convert the high voltage that we receive in our homes to a more safer operating voltage which those appliances use. And then now you have something called a transformer, which allows that to be possible. When I did my research, I did a survey, I noticed that they were not most persons who were involved in the electrical field, most likely in the rewinding area. So this is where I got my idea from. And it came fresh off the out the oven, and it's still fresh today, and it's still going hot. As when it originated.
That's pretty cool. It's still fresh in the oven. Let's talk about how did you go about pursuing this dream. Like you said, you're not necessarily inclined towards business, but how did you pursue your dream when you realized, okay, this is definitely a niche market that I want to get into?
Well, as I told you, it actually goes on surveys And from surveys, you actually collect a lot of information, and you'd be in a position to make a lot of different decisions and your way forward. The last survey I did in terms of when I began was I looked at how many households that the local utility power company powers, not just residential households. And at the time when they wrote this article on the website, they actually supplied power to over 60,000 homes. But I went into another survey as to how many homes were being built per year in St. Lucia. But that was something I couldn't access, you know, where I looked for my information. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at commercial buildings, industrial complexes, and all those other types of buildings which are not really readily available to you in terms of the information, right? So, and then you have persons always burning out transformers every time, and there is no one fixing them. So, and it's not a matter of people cannot fix them. It's just that it's so technically involved, persons don't really take the time out to even learn something like that. And there is not really a training institution down here which provides the necessary training to embark on a journey and possibly start off a business in that area, per se. So the future looks bright, and it continues to revolve around most of my ideas and the best fit.
How did you go about getting yourself, directly involved? Did you get certified? Did you go to, how did you do training and learning how to fix transformers? Or are you one of those people that certain things just come naturally to?
Well, to be honest with you, some people say you don't really go to bed and wake up next morning and things happen. Well, to be honest with you, sometimes with me, that is what happens. Mm-hmm. it sounds funny, but sometimes you have some very odd ideas, but there are some things that are operating at the back of your mind. Sometimes you just kind of bring them to materialize. I mean, just the focus and just the way that you really put in the effort on what you want to accomplish. Regarding certificates, when I left secondary school in 2015, I knew I wanted to do something very different, but I don't want to go down the same rabbit hole that most of my peers went down. Mm-hmm. And so I thought out to do something differently. Most people asked me, where did I learn recoiling? And when I left school, I went to a workshop with my uncle where I spent 1.5 years. And I learned the basics of electrical engineering, where electricity is created from the ground up. We're talking about generation all the way to transmission and consumption losses and all those things. So I was very well-versed in the area of electrical engineering, how those things affect our daily lives, and how we're able to manipulate and control the flow of electricity and how appliances work.
All right. And what, I mean, to start a business like this, it is not, you must come across some challenges. So what are the challenges that you were faced when you started off?
All right. One of the challenges that I faced was materials and tools. One reason for that is that you don't get any wine shop down here. You would go to the hardware store, and you would not get a roll of enamel, copper wire, or insulation. Far less the other tools that are a little more easily accessible, but you would have to order 90% of all what you use to make the job possible.
How are you able to overcome that? I mean, yes, you have to order, but sometimes sourcing raw material and not necessarily having the finance up front, how are you able to deal with that?
Well, to be honest with you, I started off in areas where I did not have to use raw materials such as copper wire and insulation. As I told you, I began with transformers, and right now, we repair almost 22 different items and perform a number of different services almost all around the country. Mm. Right? So, on days when we don't do rewinding, we would focus our efforts and our resources in other areas, and the finances that we would generate from those avenues, we would put it towards obtaining materials which would fund our recording processes at work.
What can you say is the biggest generator, transformer, or biggest appliance that you've worked on that really posed a challenge to you?
All right. The last time I worked on a generator, it was on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
That was after the hurricane.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It was a 25 kVA generator. That's the biggest one I could remember. There have been bigger ones I have worked on already. The generator is probably the size of your bedroom. Yeah.
Wow.
The generator wouldn't start. It's a diesel generator. It's designed to be outdoors and stuff like that. With regards to the transformer, the biggest transformer I've ever worked on, and I think it was 25 kVA. I think three men had to carry that thing, and they were struggling. I tell you, that will bring on the shocks at the back of your vehicle if you don't have a pickup van. It's very heavy. I was outside, you know, to put a tarpaulin because I couldn't bring it in the yard. So heavy.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. What plans do you have for your business? I mean, to expand, or are you satisfied with just being a sole, you know, proprietor of your business?
Well, I mean, with the industry I'm into, there is always room for progress. Mm-hmm. And expanding, it will always be a need. It's a requirement, not only by myself, but the general public.
Mm-hmm. And when you approach people, because of your age, of course, you're only 22. When you approach people and say, yeah, I'm here to fix your generator, do people watch you like, what do you, little boy like you, what do you know about fixing generators? Big chance. Because you know how people are. People tend to be very stereotypical and think that because of your age, you're not probably able to handle big jobs. How do you overcome, or have you been ever faced with a situation such as that?
All right, well, as you just made that statement a while ago, I was just thinking, just a few seconds a while ago, I brought me down that memory lane. One of the reasons sometimes I used to get turned down a lot, as you said, because of my age, and then they would want to know how you get all of the experiences, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes the way I speak, I mean, I'm speaking to you right now, and there is so much going through my head that I have never really composed on what I have to say. But, I mean, when you're speaking to someone over the phone, it's a whole different atmosphere. When you speak to them in person, it's something else. But when I speak to customers and persons in general, most of the time they take me serious, right? And the brand and the business which I represent, yeah. But I don't look at my age. I sometimes look way, way older than I look. So I grow a mustache and with a beard sometimes. So.
Oh, yeah. just to hide the baby face. I get it.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
definitely get it.
I remember when I left the workshop where I was an apprentice back in 2017. I really wanted to do something different, to apply what I learned to my skills, in a career, in a long time job where I would be appreciated, and it would open many doors for me. I wanted to work for the local utility company, mm-hmm. electric company at the time. And then when I had some credit on my phone, that's a long time ago. I called the power station, and the guys were laughing at me on the phone, and they were saying that a 19-year-old boy talking about transformers on the pole, Y delta connections, and three phase, and all those different KVAs, and blah, blah, blah. All the technical details, right? And they were laughing at me because they were saying, where in solution you learn something like that? Tafel Lewis doesn't even teach those kinds of things. And that is the entry level what we require for you to work at the company. And you don't have any qualifications. And the guys who know what they know, it took them so many years, they have so many engineering books at their home, and their beard already white. So, what are you talking about? They're trying to pull a quick one on us, and my credit finished, and that was just the end of the story. So, I never really had any interest pursuing a career with them. particularly. And not too long ago, I spoke to someone, well, he came to the workshop to have a coil for his vehicle rewound. And I was speaking to him, and he was saying to me, at that young age, you would have been retired by the time you're 30 years old, because, I mean, what your skill and knowledge is worth. You could be paid for it, but most likely, I will just not say no more. Let's just go on.
Would you ever consider to get even further your educational background with it to balance with the experience? Because yes, people ask you for your qualifications, but it seems like experience seems to be a bigger seller. So would you balance off your qualifications by going to further your studies?
Well, I've given it some thought, but you see, when COVID-19 came up, you had to re-sit yourself down and think, the vaccine, going overseas, all those other things. Now, I'm somebody who's very skeptical about things I don't understand, right? And the idea is still in the background, with regards in pursuing a higher level of education in what I do as a professional and as a young person. I would like to be qualified in the area of electrical engineering. Mm-hmm. There is so much to dive into just in that field. But you have so many areas that I haven't really figured out exactly what I really want to settle down in. And just the area of rewinding and recoiling, it's of paramount importance to what I do here at the Transformer Repair Guy Limited.
That's nice. Yeah. That's pretty cool. How has COVID affected your business? I would presume that, apart from the issue of payment, but I would presume that everybody's home, people burning transformers, children home, they're burning transformers. So I'd expect that your business would probably boom during that period. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, to be honest with you, it's like you never go to the hospital and you see the heart monitor goes up and down and up and down. It's almost like analytics. It's been like that from 2020-2021. Although we saw an upswing in sales and new customers on a monthly basis, probably anywhere from 2 weeks in a 2 week span, you get probably 100 new customers. So the database is growing, and then you have existing customers who come back with something new. As I told you, the oldest customer, when we began, They were only preview to what we began with, and they kept on following us in terms of the progress and all the other services that we added. So every time somebody say, "I didn't know you fixed that, I didn't know you fixed that, you're fixing this and that," or sometimes I know the older folks would bring something to the workshop just to test us, especially me, right? And they would say, "All right, I know you don't fix that, but." Look, I've been trying to fix. If it doesn't work, if it's not worth repairing, at least you were able to open it and see what actually makes it work. Well, 90% of the time, things we've never looked at before, we're able to fix it. Yeah, hands down.
That's pretty cool. Now, we're just about to wind down the interview, so of course, we got to give the final part of the interview focus on aspiring other young people, especially at your age, 22.
Before we go to that part of the show, just one quick mention I would like to make. Right now, where there is a small promotion. In fact, it's a very long one, but it's a very small one. It's called the Summer versus Hurricane Season promotion. And it's basically a two-sided sword, if you will. You have summer on one side, because at this time of the year, we would be, having the summer vacation, and then you have the hurricane season, the Atlantic hurricane season. So what happens is that we repair different types of appliances and equipment. So you would have customers who would bring stuff like generators, deep fryers, ceiling fans, chainsaws, and all those stuff. They would get a 20% discount with their repair, and a 3 months, and in some cases, you'll get a 1 year warranty. Yeah.
All right, that's pretty interesting. Give people your contact information and let them know how they can get in contact with you.
All right, so the contact information, I will go by the phone number first. The call or WhatsApp, 485-6469. That's 485-6469. Call or WhatsApp. If you send a WhatsApp message, even after we close at 5 p.m., we would still be able to answer your questions or assist you by WhatsApp only. That's after we close. But during our working hours, you could always call 485-6469. You could email the Transformer Repair Guy at gmail.com. You could check us out on Facebook, Instagram. That's our social media platforms. Yeah.
Pretty cool, pretty cool. Now, Rolando Wilson, thank you. Like I was saying, if you could just give young people who want to probably pursue their own business, what advice would you give them?
All right, well, for me, it wasn't about the money when I started. Even to this day, it's not really about the money. But, I mean, you need money in order for the world we live in to operate smoothly. Right? Mm-hmm. False problems. If the idea you have is something that could alleviate problems, it could minimize, let's say, the pressures in whatever area, you actually would be creating an industry, an avenue where you could have employment for yourself and potentially others. So the focus is basically to solve problems and expand your horizon and always look forward. At the beginning, it will look very difficult. But if you keep on pushing, there is goal at the end, man.
Mr. Rolando Wilson, he also goes by the name of the Transformer Repair Guy. We want to thank you so much for joining us on Youth
Limited, Unplugged. Limited at the end. L-I-M-I-N-E-D.
Thanks for the correction.
Trust only the best, by the way.
We wish you all the best in your endeavors and look forward to probably talking to you sometime later and you giving us an update on how you have grown your company to probably having a full-scale power company on your own. But that's
what, we're only 3 years, 3.5 years in business. We started on the 6th of January, 2018. Yeah, we're still going strong.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And, of course, Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International is brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia.